and the love of God has appeared in flesh, came to earth, the Christ of Nazareth. And he died for all and redeemed the fall. It is known through Peter, John, and Paul. He healed and taught and bled and bought our souls and rose and lives evermore. Yeah, yeah. Now we'll all be raised. Hey, yeah. If we don't discard that fact. Hey, yeah. Now we'll all be saved. Hey, yeah. If we'll all be smart like that. And the song they spurned, yes, he will return. He's the way, so sing Amazing Grace. And for Christ, the cross was the means to bear all our sins and earn the ransom for us there. He's made.
Welcome to another week of Apologetics with an X. Jerry Q here, along with Jay, the lead singer from that Christian parody band, Apologetics. Hello, Jay.
Hello, Jerry. It's great to be closing out the month of May with you and entering the month of June. It's great, and thanks to all of you listeners who have chosen to stay with us as I'm recording this with Jerry today. It's very rainy here in Pennsylvania. And but you know what they say, May showers bring June flowers, I guess. We've had an extended rainy season this year. But anyway, we started today with a parody of another Pennsylvania group, a group called Live, and one of their big hits from the 90s. It was called Selling the Drama, and our parody is called Selling the Dogma. And the next bunch, we're going to do three from a group called Cheap Trick from Rockford, Illinois. I guess they're technically from Love's Park, but the big place is Rockford, Illinois. And that was a place Apologetics played a number of times. It was the first place we ever really played, like in the serious Midwest, as opposed to just Ohio and West Virginia. We played in Rockford, Illinois, and played a thing called Q Fest, believe it or not, Jerry Q.
Ooh.
And so WQFL. Up there, and it went phenomenally, and so that opened the door for us. But we did three parodies of Cheap Trick we're going to do for you here. First, we have Surrender, a parody of Surrender by Cheap Trick. It's about Jesus saying, surrender unto Caesar, you know, the things that are Caesar's, and to God, the things that are God's. Then we have Speech Police. Well, we still have those sort of people around, don't we? It's a parody of Dream Police by Cheap Trick. And then we have a brand new Cheap Trick parody. It's a parody of I Want You to Want Me, their top 10 hit from 1979. It's called I Want You to Wash Me. David said that to the Lord in Psalm 51. It talks about asking for him to wash him and create in him a clean heart, but cleanse him with hyssop. Anyway, and then we're going to close with a song that Cheap Trick covered, but the original, well, the one that is best known. Cheap Trick had a top 5 hit with it. The best known one was Elvis Presley. He had a number 1 hit for 11 weeks with it. It was a double-sided single with Hound Dog. And it's called Don't Be Cruel. Cheap Trick had a top 5 hit for it in 88, I think. And ours is called Don't Be Fooled.
You know, we love hearing from our listeners. Jay, how might they connect with you and the band?
This next one is the next song on our new album. You're listening to it right now, and it's called Surrender. Peter said,
Try. want you to wash me. I want you to wash me. I want you to wash me.
You know life can be found in the Lord alone. The pagan gods abound. At least they'll tell you so. Don't be fooled. Choose a God who's true. Baby in the Ten Commandments, it's number one on the list. Exodus chapter 20, verse 3, you know what it says. Don't be fooled. Choose a God who's true. Cause there are no other gods, maybe just the true one. And the frogs, those gods are pagan phonies. They don't make me feel afraid. Cause I know Jesus loves me, and I know there's one true way. Don't be fooled. Choose a God who's true. Why don't you play it smart? He really loves you, baby. Open your heart. Let's look up 1 Corinthians chapter 8, 5, 6, 10, 19, and 20. And I hope something clicks. Don't be fooled. Choose a God who's true. Cause there are no other gods, baby. The true one and the frogs. Don't be fooled. Ooh. Choose the God who's true. Don't be fooled. Ooh. Choose the God who's true. Cause there are no other gods. Maybe just the true one and the frogs.
Well, all you gotta do is go to our website. Just remember to spell the name like it's show, apologeticswithanx.com, or you can go to Facebook and just remember, spell the name like the show, Apologetics with an X. These are the best places to get in touch with us. You can also get our stuff. You can listen to our stuff out on YouTube and iTunes and Amazon MP3 and Spotify and Pandora. Just remember, spell the name right. And we're going to do, apologetics means the defense of the faith. And that's a huge thing of importance for us, being able to explain why you believe what you believe. And, 26 out of 27 books of the New Testament talk about false teachers or false teaching, everything except for Philemon or Philemon. So it's very important. And Jude, Jesus's half brother, says about that he felt led to write to us and earnestly, tell us to earnestly contend for the faith. And so we're going to try and contend for the faith with a bunch of songs here today. The rest of these songs today are going to deal with that in one way or another. So we're going to start out with a parody of Herman's Hermits, which is a very old song. I think it's from the turn of the century, or at least from the 1920s. It's called the turn of the other century. Nowadays, when people say the turn of the century, they think of the 2000s. But I'm talking about the 1920s, or actually before then. It's a very old song called I'm Henry the Eighth I Am, or I'm Henry the Eighth I Am, by Herman's Hermits. Ours is called Herman's Sermon, and it talks about all the times when Jesus said that he was the I Am, or not just all of the times, but a couple of times in the Gospel according to John is very important, because God said, I am that I am. And the people understood what Jesus was saying, because some of them picked up stones to stone him because they knew he was claiming that he was God. And that's a very important thing, because as we're going to see in some of these songs to come, then we have a song by the Joker, by Steve Miller, a parody of the Joker, his number one hit from 1974. It's called Jehovah. It talks about many times in the New Testament, gives specific Bible verses where Jesus calls himself, equates himself with God, or other verses that equate him with God. Then we have one, and specifically John 1:1, one of the most famous ones, parody called Fun Fun Fun, a parody of the Beach Boys. That was a number five hit for them in 1964, I think. And then we have The Ballad of Jesus and Yahweh. It's a parody of The Ballad of John and Yoko, a top 10 hit for them. And it's, again, talking about how Jesus claims to be, he's not some God with a lesser G, like some people who knock on your door would say. He's not just a God. He's not, you know, an angel. He is God in the flesh.
Apologetics for the Next. And a reminder, if you want to hear this week's show again, you can cruise on over to our flagship station on the web, angel95fm.com. That's angel95fm.com. And, check us out again and listen to a whole year's worth of shows. Just click on Apologetics when you go over there.
Christ said that he knew Abraham, and he was a great I Am, I Am. Find John 13:58 to make sure, and read his words in John 8:24. And every one of his enemies, they would never really understand.
No, sir.
But he stated his identity, said he was a great I Am. Second verse frames up the first. Christ said that he knew Abraham, and he was a great I Am, I Am. Find John 13:58 to make sure, and read his words in John 8:24. And every one of his enemies, they would never really understand.
No, sir.
But he stated his identity, said he was a great I Am. Yeah! That he knew Abraham, and he was a great I Am, I Am. Find John 13:58 to make sure, and read his words in John 8:24. And every one of his enemies, they would never really understand.
No, sir.
But he stated his identity, said he was a great I Am. Taste, see, am I right? Let him in,
let him in,
let him in,
let him in.
Let him be a great I Am, I Am. Let him be the great I Am.
Some people call him a spaced out poet, yeah. Some call him an angel above. Some people from the far east say you think he's a prophet who taught love. People talk about the Savior. Some proving is gone. Don't you worry, baby, don't worry, 'cause the Bible right decides who's right and who's wrong. 'Cause I'm a preacher, a born-againer, a Bible lover, yet I'm a sinner. I play my music for the sun. He's Jehovah, gonna show ya. Though you may not know yet, look it up in John 1:1. Ooh, ooh. And then Colossians 2:9, and Isaiah 9:6, Romans 9:5. 'Cause I'm a preacher, a born-againer, a Bible lover, yet I'm a sinner. I play my music for the sun. He's Jehovah, I'm gonna show you.
though you may not know yet. Second Peter verse 28, both verses, mama, tell us Christ is our God. Go to 3:16, verse Timothy, and see. Read 1 John 5:20, Colossians 1:15. John 8:24, there's plenty more, we're running out of time. They forgot all about what Christ very nicely told them I am now. But here's a way we know that the Lord Jesus wasn't just a good man now. You'll see that John 1:1 tells us God is really Jesus the Word.
John 1:1 tells us God is really Jesus.
You know the verse says the Word was with God from the very first place now.
You watch what it says.
It says that in the beginning the Word was God. It's there in your face
now.
A lot of guys might not catch it yet, but Jesus was a word made flesh now. You see that John 1:1 tells us God is really Jesus the Word.
John 1:1 tells us God is really Jesus the Word.
Well, you knew all along, but you had to get some Bible proof
now.
And if you look yourself, you see that the things we talked about are all true
now.
You'll see that John 1:1 says Jesus is God and not a big guru
now.
And you'll know John 1:1 tells us God is really Jesus the Word.
Part of the plans. They hand you a tract and say they want to come back. You know, they said that Jesus just was a man. Christ is more than a teacher. I know he's got, can't you see? The way that I know is there's lots of proof when I read. Titus 2:13 says that Jesus is our God and Savior so great. Peter and Paul say the same thing, by the way. You can check 2 Peter 1:1 today. Christ is more than a teacher. I know he's got, did you see? The way that I know is there's lots of proof when I read. Oh, from there is to the letter to Hebrews, talking how God's Son is unique. Hebrews 1 verse 8, the Father truly does say, he says his only Son is God, yes indeed. Christ is more than a teacher. I know he's God, can't you see? The way that I know is there's lots of proof when I read. Isaiah chapter 43, Jehovah says, there isn't a God or Savior except for me. That's why the cry said, obey. Check the beginning, reading John 1:1 for a snack. And the Word was God, it's just as I thought. It's looking like it's truly a fact. Christ is more than a sure if they stage a counterattack. Remember to pray that you really can say, I'd like to have the both of you back. Christ is more than a teacher. I know he's got, did you see? The way I know is, there's lots of proof when I read. The way that I know is, there's lots of proof when I read.
That's great, yes. And you know, Jerry, I was thinking, I was having some trouble getting the words out in that last segment. And I was thinking, you know what? You know, God does say in Isaiah that he would, with the people with strange tongues and stammering lips, he would speak to his people and they still wouldn't understand. But anyway, we're going to start out this next one with a parody of Champagne Supernova by Oasis. That was a number one modern rock hit for them in the mid-90s and a big hit. Ours is called Campaign to Jehovah. Let's talk about dealing with Jehovah's Witnesses, and talks a little bit about their history, a history of many failed prophecies and ever-changing doctrines. Then we have a song called Little Red Riding Hood, originally by Sam the Sham and the Pharaohs, and ours is called Little Red Bible Book. It's not very red. I don't mean color red. I mean L-I-T-T-L-E hyphen R-E-A-D. See what we did there? Then we have a parody of I Can't Get No Satisfaction by the Rolling Stones. It's called Triune Godhead. I know that doesn't sound at all like the title, but it does when you sing the other parts about it, and talks about the fact that, you know, the Bible talks about the Trinity a lot. It doesn't use the word Trinity, but we get the concept of the Trinity from the Bible, and this song will tell you a little bit about that. And then finally, we have a brand new song. Talks about people who come to your door, knock on your door, and try and bring strange doctrines. There are a couple of very well-known groups that have millions of followers that are best known. Two particular ones come to mind. And in both cases, they don't believe Jesus is the same. Their Jesus is not the same as our Jesus. But you know what? They need to hear the gospel, and they need people, Christians, who know the truth to share that truth with them. With caution, yes. With grace, yes. But still, you know, God gives us power to do that. And anyway, the song was originally called Cult of Personality by Living Color. That was a top 15 pop hit for them in 1989, and it was a top 5 rock hit for them, or at least top 10 rock hit for them. And ours is called Cultist Versed in Fallacy.
Well, thank you for joining us again for Apologetics for the Next. We're here each week, and Jay, if they would like to purchase any of your tunes for their very own ear perusal, how might they do that?
Just go to apologetics.com. It's apologeticsforthenext.com. You can get songs individually. You can buy album downloads. You can buy a complete library download. You can donate for those things. You can just whatever price you wish as far as donations for singles. The albums, you buy the downloads. You can donate for our complete library, or you can donate for a USB thumb drive that has our complete library on it.
Special people came. Now that you've learned Jehovah's name, where will you and me be when we die? So they knocked upon your door, asking if you're scared of war. Where were you in 1975? Someday you will find out, hopefully on this side, that the campaign to Jehovah is a lie. Someday you will find out underneath the lamplight that the campaign to Jehovah, the campaign to Jehovah is a lie. Time is nigh.
Jesus Christ has specified Christ ain't not doing any good. Why, it's a little red Bible book. Hey there, little red Bible book, you sure have been forsook. You're never red so big bad wolves can roam. Literally! Little red Bible book, I don't think many people look. So we're walking in and making ourselves at home. Oh! What big lies we have. We come as spies disguised as lambs. But if they read just an open page, I think they all could spot the wolves far away. What truth scripture has, it's sure to warn if someone's bad. So before they understand God's grace, I think I ought to lock you up in a safe. I'm gonna keep my sheep suit on, and I'll assure them nothing's wrong. You can get dusty and they all can leave you alone. Oh! Little red Bible book, I'd like to quote you, yes I would. But first I'll change me a thing or two on my own. Ow! What if these parts I add, a word or two, nothing big. Little red Bible book, even bad news can't seem good. I'll try a little cyanide, just enough to slide on by. Maybe they'll swallow things I'd say before they get to that odd taste. Little red Bible book, I'm sure their goose is cooked. They never read in the big black book at all. Oh, that's too bad. Bad. Bad.
Just a friend. write to you about the salvation we share. I felt compelled to write and urge you to contend for the faith that was once for all entrusted to God's holy people.
First in fallacy.
Today's show with another song about the Trinity. It's a mellow one, Jerry. Relax. It's Led Zeppelin, but it's mellow. And it's originally on their Led Zeppelin II album, the song Thank You, and ours is called Trinity. Once again, the title doesn't seem like it's a very good parody title, but trust me, when you sing it, it sounds, well, we don't sing the word Trinity in it, but whenever you hear the words, you'll understand it does work. It just needed that title.
If I sound confused at times, I will still believe in you. My mind, it struggles to perceive your mysterious unity. I'm a human, I guess my mind's too small. This kind of union's above it all. Little thoughts of men just can't comprehend mysterious God in Trinity on high. Our Lord is one, revealed in three persons, the Father, the Holy Ghost, and Jesus Christ. My. Explanation's much too hard for me. From information I've received, they can't define my God at all. Praise to you, your will be done. For you to me are the Holy One. All right then, after this, no more can be said. That's the best I can get. And if I sound confused at times, I will still believe in you. Though doubters somehow refuse to see.
Listen each week at this time for Apologetics with an X right here on your radio station. I'm Jerry Q, and thanks to Jay Jackson, lead singer and lyricist for Apologetics, for sharing the tunes and having a bit of a conversation with us. Apologetics with an X is produced at Angel 95 FM in Manhattan, Kansas. A special thanks goes to our producer, Daniel Hutchinson. Check us out again next week right here at your source for the best music around. Have a great week.